US troops toppled Saddam Hussein's government in just a matter of weeks, but then became bogged down in years of fighting insurgents. The US never found the weapons of mass destruction that intelligence suggested was being held in the country. Military analysts have since argued the withdrawal of US troops in 2011 resulted in the rise of the Islamic State and emboldened Iran to extend its influence in the region. The conflict also came at an enormous human cost, with the loss of 4,500 US troops and an estimated 100,000 Iraqis. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.